Take that on Hope 103.2. Download the Hope 103.2 app where you can get the latest blog posts and listen to your favourite Hope podcasts. You can even listen live. Download from the Google Play Store or Apple Store today. We've got the latest headlines with Hope News up next.
Spring's here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2. Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. One of Australia's biggest energy retailers has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in penalties for misleading consumers about electricity prices. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Energy Australia has admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. That's when electricity prices were rising and many Australians were attempting to switch to cheaper plans. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million. It's one of the biggest penalties levied against a retailer over electricity prices. Consumer watchdog head Gina Cascott-Lebb says it's essential that electricity companies provide consumers with accurate information. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia has joined its allies in calling for a ceasefire in Lebanon as the Middle East war threatens to escalate further. Some flights to and from Beirut Airport have been cancelled, and the federal government is urging people to leave while they still can. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has discussed the issue with her British counterpart on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. She says a broader war in the region would help no one.
Lebanon cannot become the next Gaza. I met with David Lammy, the UK Foreign Secretary, today, and we discussed our shared view that there is a need for a ceasefire in Lebanon.
Charges have been laid over a suspicious fire in Sydney's west. Katie Fuller reports.
Two cars and three shipping containers went up in flames at the Parramatta Leagues Club, the inferno spreading to a nearby garden. Firefighters managed to knock down the blaze, which has caused an estimated $200,000 worth of damage. Police declared the site a crime scene and have now searched a home at Clovelly in the city's east, taking a 38-year-old man into custody. He's been charged with six offences, including two counts of possessing drugs, intentionally causing a fire, being reckless as to its spread, and destroying property.
Sydney businessman John Ibrahim has been revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in Sydney's east earlier this year. Two men have been charged with multiple offences following the alleged incident in late July. The State Labor Party has confirmed it won't be running any candidates in three upcoming New South Wales by-elections. The retirement of former Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Treasurer Matt Keane has left vacancies in Epping and Hornsby. Pittwater MP Rory Amon resigned after being charged with child sexual assault offences, which he has denied. Premier Chris Minns says it would be a waste of their limited resources to put forward candidates.
Obviously, if it was a Labor seat that we were defending, we'd have to throw into it regardless of our prospects of victory, but right now we just need to keep our eyes on the main game, and the main game, as far as we're concerned, is the people of the state and governing appropriately while we head into the midterm of the parliament.
The federal opposition says it will not change negative gearing if it wins the next election, despite support for reform from some of its own MPs. Treasury is examining a potential overhaul of property tax concessions. The Prime Minister says it's not his priority at the moment, but some Labor and Coalition backbenchers believe change is needed. A low pressure system is bringing heavy rain and strong winds to the east coast. Erin Ramsey reports.
Up to 40 millimetres is expected to fall today as a cold front continues to move northeast across New South Wales, bringing with it strong winds and the chance of flash flooding. A hazarded surf and marine wind warning is in place for most of the east coast today and tomorrow, with gale force winds expected from the Illawarra up to the Hunter region, including enclosed waterways in Sydney. Heavy rainfall could bring flash flooding. Drivers are warned to take extra care on the roads after several incidents overnight, including two on Punchbowl Road in Sydney's southwest. 80-kilometre wind gusts have been recorded at Sydney Airport this morning. At this stage, it has not impacted flights. The system is expected to intensify tomorrow and into the weekend as it continues to move north, with rainfall totals of 60 to 80 millimetres.
Hope weather.
Cloudy this afternoon, a very high chance of rain, winds southerly at 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 k's along the coast until this evening. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. Right now, it's 12 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow, showers heading to tops of 18 degrees. Saturday, a possible shower, a high of 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope. 103.2. Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Expect heavy delays on the M1 through Cowan. A car crash blocking off one lane southbound just past the Pacific Highway overpass. Prospector truck breakdown westbound blocking off one lane of the Great Western Highway at Flashcombe Road. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. The difference this makes.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Fans of a popular TV show have recently had their expectations dashed somewhat in an event that was meant to be probably more dashing than dashed. It was meant to be huge and it didn't really happen like expected. Now, I want to know, when did an event that you went to not quite live up to your expectations? Let me know on the text line 0448 40 2020. This is NF on Hope 103.2.
Dear God, please. Hear me out, I know it's been a couple years since I've reached out and said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish, I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable. Happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I wouldn't, not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should have left my lips. Some bridges burned, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. So I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul. And the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching myself esteem. was happy. Don't know what's around the bend. Don't know what my future is. But I can't keep on living in. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Happy.
The positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope
103.2.
I was down on my luck, I was stuck, I was running around broken hearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
Austin French, Hope 103.2. Fans of wildly popular period romance Bridgerton had the chance to immerse themselves in the lavish costumes of the show in what was, a dream come true. So when fans in the US state of Michigan saw the prospect of their own one in an event billed as the Detroit Bridgerton Ball, they were keen. And with tickets reportedly costing between $150 US, which is around a bit over $200 Aussie, and $1,000 US, expectations were high. However, as some guests reported on social media, it wasn't quite the event of the season. Photos online and social media have drawn comparisons to the infamous Willy Wonka-themed event in Scotland earlier this year. It felt dashed, not dashing. This is Macy Gray on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I'm playing off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away. They seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 103.2.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control.
I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God calls. us home.
Jeremy Camp, 1032, Hope 1032. Courtney on the text line said she went to an industry event years ago where they paid a lot of money to be there. Okay, so expectations got to be pretty high there. It was just ham and cheese sandwiches with a bit of instant coffee. Look, to be fair, there are some pretty good instant coffees out there.
Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Hope Afternoons is brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Hope
1032.
You'll find me at church, but that don't mean I can't cause trouble.
stir up a little scene, cause isn't that what you want? For me to mess up so you could dress up some story, saying Tori, this will sell more records, but I'd rather make them yawn than be a pawn on your chessboard. So call me boring, call me cookie cutter, call me what you want, and matter of fact, just say it loud and don't stutter, cause I know who I am, yeah, I'm still the same. Just a California girl with big dreams, thinking maybe they'll let me sing songs about real things, and baby, who knows, maybe I could sell out shows without taking off my clothes. God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
And I saw it coming, I saw emptiness and tragedy, and I felt like running so far away, but knew I had to stay. And I know when I'm older, I look back and I still feel the pain. I know I'll be stronger, and I know I'll be fine for the rest of my days. I've seen better days, put my face in my hands, get down on my knees and I pray to God, hope he sees me through to the end. Didn't notice the change. It was hot in the morning, then it turned so cold. Towards the end of the day, there was no conversation. I just felt like I was in space. I needed my friends there. I just turned around. They were gone without a trace. Better days, put my face in my hands, get down on my knees and I pray to God, hope he sees me through to the end. Started, and I won't be done till the end. There's nothing I have lost that was once placed in the palm of my hands. And all of these hard times are fading around the bend. Now that I'm wiser, I cannot wait. I can have my friends. I've seen better days, put my face in my hands, get down on my knees and I pray to God, hope he sees me through.
Hope
103.2.
I wouldn't say I would have chosen it. That time I hit the bottom and it hurt a little bit. Funny how being down can make you look up. But now I'm better for it. All I could see in the moment was my heart. And now I felt ripped open. I'll admit I found you down low in the brokenness. And now I'm better for it. I counted all this joy even. Give me grace when I need it. Higher stakes, 2020, now I see that. You let me be what happened, so I can be all that I am. Give me faith to believe it. When it hurts, it's a real good reason. You let me be what happened, so I can be all that I am. Better for it. Yeah, I used to think pain was a consequence, but now I kinda think it might be the perfect gift. You used to give straight to you, and I'm better for it. I count it all as joy even when I'm in the flame, 'cause I know you always. Give me grace when I need it. Higher stakes, 2020, now I see that. You let me be what happened, so I can be all that I am. Give me faith to believe.
Riley Clemens, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. I know that rain is still certainly going, but it's going to be clearing up a little bit later on. But you can, if you're a fan of the Eagles, you can look forward to a charity event this Friday in Windsor, the Church Bar in Windsor. They're hosting a charity event with some of Australia's best singers and musicians playing the music of the Eagles. But it's more than just music, because there's also a three-course meal. So you get yourself some food, great music, and you're going to be doing good. So check out the Community Notice Board on our website for more information on that on Hope 103.2.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalized. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter, character matters, outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au, station sponsor.
It's after 2:30 p.m, so school zones are now in operation. Remember to please slow down for our kids. Thanks to station sponsor, Bible Links, Buddy Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
The next time you feel like lecturing to your teenager, why not stop and ask them a few questions instead? The answers may surprise you. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Ask your teen, how does it feel when I lecture you? Then encourage them to be honest with their answer. But be prepared. They may just tell you that what they are hearing you say sounds a lot like nagging. And you thought they'd be praising you for your profound logical wisdom. While you're communicating with your teen, why not ask other questions like, how often do I interrupt you when you're trying to tell me something? Or, do you feel like I trust you? Or even better, is there anything you don't feel safe talking to me about? Engaging your teen may give you valuable insight into the true nature of your relationship. More than that, it will let them know that you really care what they think and what teen doesn't want to be heard. For more on relating to your teen, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Amongst them, brings home food for those too slow. For too many years they have lived on these streets, their freedom just a memory as the darkness repeats. Somehow everything is turning upside down. And they've been sleeping in the subway, the only place they call their own. Wash your clothes and watch your mother cry. There's too many eyes watching her family home. The seeds of revolution inside her are sown. And somehow everything is turning upside down. And they've been sleeping in the subway, the only place they call their own. Many years ago, still she don't know why. She said, don't you worry, mother, you will never see me cry. If they
prayer? Drop us a text on 0448 40 2020.
Every anxious thought that steals my breath, it's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. I will lift my eyes. I will lift my cares. Lay them in your hands. I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me.
Let's just pretend this night won't end. The lights are flashing like a video. I see a world in outer space. We spiral up and now we're standing on stars. Take the moon, she's riding on a burning light. She doesn't worry if it's wrong or right. Don't stop the speeding all the way through the night. I don't know if I'm gonna keep up. She said I can't.
That's Almost Monday on Hope 103.2, taking a look at the notice board page of our website. Thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Yule for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives you a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Lots going on in the community over the weekend, like Alleluia Eve at Marsden High School in Meadowbank. It's their church youth talent night and they're raising money for the National Youth Camp 4 to 9 Saturday evening. For more info on that or other events as well, you'll find tons of info on the community notice board. Thanks so much for your time today. Hope News up in a moment with all the latest headlines.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney Southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
1032.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know, know. I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
With you at the cricket, the beach and the skate park, Hope 1032.
You get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing. Keep it tight.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The federal opposition says the government could be doing more to help Australians in Lebanon. Australia has joined nations, including the US, Canada and Japan, in issuing a statement calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire in the country. Liberal MP Michael Sukkar has family in Lebanon. He says the cost of flights has increased dramatically and many services in and out of Beirut have already been cancelled.
It's fair to say, echoing the sentiments of many Australians with a Lebanese background and heritage, that they were hoping the government may do more to facilitate some of those people who were, in a sense, trapped because getting those scarce seats on a plane out of Beirut was basically impossible.
Energy Australia has been hit with one of the biggest penalties against a retailer for misleading consumers about electricity prices. The electricity provider admitted it misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity for an average customer in 2022. The federal court has ordered the company pay $14 million in penalties. A man will remain in custody after being charged with the murder of another man on an inner west street. Josh Bryant reports.
Jacob Tamas Spence was charged with murder following police investigations into a deadly stabbing on a busy street in Marrickville earlier this week. Police allege 32-year-old Sidileke Filahihikava was killed in what's believed to have been a targeted attack on a busy street outside a Mexican restaurant. Tamas Spence did not appear when the case was mentioned in Burwood Court for the first time. His lawyer made no application for bail and the 31-year-old will remain behind bars with the matter to return to court on the 20th of November.
A man's been charged over a huge fire next to Parramatta Leagues Club in Sydney's West last Saturday. The 38-year-old is accused of deliberately setting two cars and three shipping containers on fire before the blaze spread to a nearby garden. An estimated $200,000 worth of damage has been caused. Star Entertainment has been handed a $200 million lifeline from investors. The casino giant's operators have been in emergency talks.